Hello, my name is Jackie Bowen, and the date today is the 28th of April, 2022. Can I start by asking you your name and your date of birth?
My name is Christian Weaver. My date of birth is 5/8/38.
Thank you. And can we just start by, just give me a bit of background to the island that you came from and what you liked about it at the time?
I was born in Antigua in the Caribbean and grew up most of my life there until I was 18. After that, I went to St. Kitts and to become a police officer for the Leeward Islands Police Force. I liked my childhood in Antigua, some beautiful days with family members and friends and so on. And in a way, I liked the idea of moving away for the excitement and thrill of youth.
Okay. How long were you in St. Kitts for?
3 years.
Okay, so you were in St. Kitts until you were 21?
That's right, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you ever move back to Antigua?
Never really. No, I moved back to transport prisoners from St. Kitts to Antigua that had a bigger prison. And so I went back on duty to be in charge of the officers and the prisoners while they were taken to their other place.
Oh, wow. That's quite interesting, yes. So when did you first become aware of the offer to come to the UK?
I think that I did not intend to come to the UK as such. It wasn't as straightforward as wanting to come to the UK,
okay.
Except that I wanted to pursue my childhood dreams of being an artist, a painter, landscape painter. And so my intention was to come to study commercial art.
Art,
yes.
Okay. How did you hear about the commercial art side of things in the UK?
Because from childhood, and my mother's a great person in terms of moving me on, because I had a childhood gift and used to draw a lot and paint a lot. And so, and I used to have some artistic flair about things that I did at the time. And she got me into local art group. And then she decided that perhaps it would be a good thing if I were to study at some depth later on in life.
Okay. So who told you about the art here? I mean, why here, right? Why not somewhere else in the world?
Because I loved art, I used to read art books and see artists' work and so on. And I was very much aware of art school in this country because of following art and where people were trained and where people did their work and so on. So I knew that there would be some opportunities to study art.
Okay, so it wasn't really to do with the invitation that Britain gave at the time to come and work here?
No, it wasn't because of the invitation of the British government to come and work here. But I knew, and at that time, because if you realise the colonial system would have a toll on me as well too, because at the time I would see myself very much as a part of this country. I used to follow its artists, and I loved their paintings. So those were drawing on me, you know, pulling me more than the invitation that was due to me because of my colonial status.
Okay.
An attachment to this country.
Yeah. Did you know about that invitation, though?
Oh, yes, that's right. I knew about it because I used to be police, as I said. And so I used to police people who were leaving the islands, especially in St. Kitts, where I worked.
Yes.
People would be gathering on the waterfront, loads and hundreds of people, and I had to police them to keep them in order, keep them informed, to be there for safety and that sort of thing.
Okay.
So very much aware. And I knew that many people were coming to this country because there was an open invitation anyway.
Yes.
And though I didn't think that I would be coming on that sort of scheme, I knew that I would want to study.
Mm-hmm.
But I was very much aware of the amount of people who were leaving the islands because of the invitation by the British government to come here.
Okay, so it was quite a big thing at the time. It, was,
oh,
it sounds did. Like it was a little bit of a commotion.
It definitely was, yes. You know, there's so many people. And I know there's so many people who had good education as well too, who were saying, I'm going to better myself by going to England because of this invitation.
Mm.
And in those days, people mainly came by boats as well too.
And
so I was around the pier, around the where the ships would be picking them up to bring them here.
Did you know many people personally that went through that process?
I knew several people who went through the process, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did any of them talk it over with you about why they would want them to go?
I think, generally speaking, and usually it's to better themselves financially and professionally as well. Too.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
So people would really want to be, for instance, a lot of people say, I really want to be a nurse.
Mm.
Yeah. I really want to work with people. You know, that sort of thing.
Yes. So there was a lot of information and about that at the time, but it didn't kind of influence you. Why do you think it didn't influence you?
Because perhaps my focus is to be an artist. And, and after time, I must tell you this, but after time, as a policeman, and I was young at the time, you know, I liked the thrill of being a policeman, you know, and so I wasn't influenced in that way, but after time, I become disenchanted with the police as well.
Oh, okay.
Because of, there was a class system as well too, in the Caribbean. And I did not like the way some police treated people. And so after the thrill was gone, the uniform was gone, and all the adventuring in the hills and mountains, sort of trying to catch people who were distilling liquor legally.
Okay.
So after the thrill was gone, and after I'd been personally involved with people who'd committed crimes and people were going to prison and all the things. Remember people being tried for all sort of offences and so on, and how partial things were as well. So I decided, you know what, I don't really want to be police.
Right.
You know, that thrill, you know, that wonderful
desire,
I want to be up and about and so on. That actually went, and I really want to pursue a quiet life as an artist.
Okay, so it kind of came to a bit of a head where you were not wanting to follow the course of the police anymore.
Exactly, yeah.
But also you also had this link of the art running through.
That's
but also
from childhood,
at,
yes. Yeah.
But looking at artists in Britain and wanting to study here as
That's
well.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, so just take me through the process of how you made that decision and who did you discuss it with?
Yeah, I discussed it with my mother, of course. If you think about it, leaving home just before I was 18 or 17, I would discuss this with my mother, who's a marvellous person, the main person in my life then.
Mm-hmm.
And as things go, being 17, you didn't spend a lot of time with your mother, who was so lovely to you.
Yes.
Growing up with my father dying when he was quite young as well too.
Mm.
My mother was my father mother sort of thing. So I would really want her approval
yeah.
and encouragement to do this. And she was a very unselfish person as well too. She never liked the idea of me. I know that I wasn't in Antigua anymore, but at least a few minutes on an aeroplane going back to Antigua, we'd be seeing each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would talk about things like that. And she had already had one child who had been to this country.
She's had experience.
She had experience of having a child.
Of going through that.
Exactly.
Already.
Yes.
Yeah, but obviously, you know, you're still her child. Did she try to dissuade you? What did she say about the whole process?
She was saying, "Are you sure you really want to go?" And so on. And she didn't say, "Okay, come on, go." You know, so, except that she knew she was very much in my childhood love as an artist, and so she liked me because we discussed this anyway. Why I wanted to come, and she would be encouraging me. Okay, that's fine, and she knew the successes that I had made already by that age as well, in painting pictures and all sorts of things, you know, for local people. Even before I went away from the island, I was still at school. And so I was earning some money as well too. Another thing as well too, being an artist and a songwriter, I used to write the names of people on the suitcases and the dresses and so on. You know. So a lot of people would come to me while I was going to school, earning money, and I was doing that sort of thing for people. So she knew that there was something financial gain as well, to if I would enhance my ability to paint properly.
Okay, so she understood, you know, your desire to get more art training, and so even though she wanted you to really think about it, she asked you to think quite closely about it, but she was still supported of
you. She was supportive.
Yeah. How did the other people around you react to your decision to?
I think my primary family members would be asking questions. Are you sure you really want to go? And obviously, I was young then as well too. And will you be able to cope? You know, being alone in this other place. I wouldn't be living in police accommodation anymore. And, you know, those sort of things. But as I said, a member of my family had come already. And I would have discussed it with him as well too, and he would be the person who would receive me as well for accommodation while I was here.
Okay. So you did, people around you, they were pretty supportive.
Very supportive.
Of that decision, even though they wanted you to think about it closely.
Yeah.
But then you had a relative here already.
Right. Yeah.
So what were they telling you about being here?
You mean those who are here, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. People saying it's very much not like what you expected.
Okay.
You know? Because, for instance, some of these people, their social standing, financial standing, were high enough so that they could come here and support themselves as well. Too. They didn't intend to come to have any financial benefits from this country, even though a lot of them were aware that at the same time people were leaving this country to go to Australia, and the government here in Australia would be funding their travels and so on. That never happened by the government paying for any fees people coming from the Caribbean, nor the West Indian government paying their fees. So some of them would, as I said, some of them were professional people as well, so they would have some savings, and they would be funding themselves to get here. But they thought it would be better for them financially, professionally, to come to this country.
Okay. So they were kind of trying to tell you that it's not quite what you thought.
Yeah.
What sort of things did they point out to you?
Accommodation with this sort of thing. That was a major thing. Really. If you think about the tropics and the temperate country like this, they would be talking about the heating in the rooms, you know, and so on. And they would not have had enough space as they would have had in the Caribbean. I'm thinking again about the kind of people who were coming in the first place. They were the cream of those societies, to be honest with you. And so they would have expected better coming here than they had in the Caribbean.
So we're kind of saying, don't expect it to be like
exactly
that.
Yeah.
you might make a better life eventually.
Yeah, yeah.
But straight away.
Yeah, yeah.
But that still didn't put you off.
No,
at all.
Definitely. No.
How did you go about financing yourself to come here then?
I was working. You know, I was a policeman. And as I said, the guy used to be an artist as well too. Even while I was a policeman, I used to paint pictures still.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I had a market, if you like, for my craft.
Right.
At the same time, and
as you was a policeman.
Yes, as a policeman as well. So I had a salary, and I was single.
Mm.
You know, and so I had that sort of a settled mind that I'll be, and my brother, who is very generous to her, who's going to be the person receiving me and had a place for me, so I didn't have to think about rents or anything at the time. So that question in my mind was okay. And I think it was unlike some other people who did not have anybody at all, would have to be met by friends who would perhaps not secure some finance for them to rent place on the Lyon's team, you know, that sort of thing. And I met people as well too who had some disappointments as well too in the early days when they arrived here, who did not feel happy because their friends were not as friendly.
They'd hope.
As they hoped, as I do.
But you were in a different position
altogether.
Financially, you were quite sorted out to get yourself in.
Exactly.
But also, once you were here, you had somewhere to come to,
yes.
Which was not always the case for others.
Yeah.
So, with all of that, you know, how did that make you feel then, coming?
Okay, that made me feel secure as well. But my problem came now. Was when I came. If you think about that, who I was at a young age with authority and the uniform, which brought a lot of power and all this sort of thing. As a young man, when I came, I could not get a job to continue. Most people were working on the buses, for instance.
Yes.
And so I didn't want to be a conductor. And that was what was open to a lot of people, were teachers and even nurses and so on in the Caribbean. And so I
could... It was very different.
It was very different.
When you actually got here to... Yeah. Even though your brother said, it's going to be different.
Yes, yeah.
You didn't realise how different
it might have been
at the time. Yeah. But so at the time, when you were making the decision, even though you had information to say... It could be different.
Yeah.
Again, you didn't kind of realise how different.
I didn't realise how different, and in what way it would be different.
Mm.
You know, as I pointed out, the temperature, in the rooms at night, more limited space.
Yes.
You know, that's, I didn't realise all of that at all.
Yeah.
And I didn't realise
because they were trying to tell you that.
They were trying to tell me, and my communication was only with my brother as such before I came. So I did not know what the masses felt.
Right, so you didn't really widely research
it.
It was a decision, and you say it was excitement, you were young.
Exactly.
What would you have done if you'd stayed? If you hadn't come to England,
I think I could make a living by painting pictures. I think that I would have had a job as well too. Because before I came as well too, when I was still going to the youngster, I had part time job to be a sales and was a sales representative for a firm, a supermarket firm as well. So I had that sort of thing. And in my mind, I could have, after my police training and career as well too, in my mind, I could do that sort of thing. But I had a blockage as to whether that was necessary for me, whether I was going to be able to support myself in the way that I had to, obviously, once I arrived.
Mm-hmm.
And So I was saying that once I came and could not find a job as such that I would like, you know, I could not apply for a job in a straightforward way. And the only job that I could apply and perhaps get was that of a bus conductor.
Wow.
And I didn't want to be sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I eventually, and to be honest with you, the discrimination, and what we used to call in those days, the collar bar was so strong that it made you feel a bit uncomfortable as well too, because you could honestly see that people were racist, as we say these days, than in those days. And eventually I had a job.
Mm.
I got a job as a sign writer. And this was in my street. I was a sign writer. I was writing these on the sides of these big removal vans, Pickfords, and so on. And I was the only sign writer this big firm in Leicestershire had.
At the time. And can I just take you back a little bit? Because that's kind of like in while we're here. But you know, before you came then, because you said you wanted to better your art, did you look into art colleges before you came? Did you look at what were the opportunities before you came in? I mean, you followed the artists while you were growing up. Did you look into any of that before you came?
Only through my desire to be a painter.
Okay.
An artist. And I would follow it psychologically, maybe, in my mind, because there were these great artists. I was watching their paintings and knew that they were taught to paint somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that naturally I'd be fitting in where I could book in right away into an art college and so fulfill my dreams.
Okay, so it was just, you know, because you knew that they came from England and they were taught here, you just thought, when I get there, I will look into it.
Yeah, well, the important part of this is that when I got there, I would get into it, as you suggested, as you asked. That was, I assume, because of what colonialism had done to my mind as well, you see.
Mm.
It was saying, this is a perfect thing, you're part of us, you know, you're part of England sort of thing.
Mm.
And that would let me assume things that really wasn't true.
Right.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of assumptions you thought
before
you came.
Yeah.
On what to expect.
Yeah.
So the decision wasn't as traumatic as it could have been.
Yeah. It wasn't, perhaps it was more traumatic for me because I was of a certain standard that I was already earning money from it. And because of the colonial thing that I said, that was drawing me as well to say, you'll be all right, sort of thing. So I thought that would be all right for me. And so that was the most painful part for me.
Yeah.
Because once I wanted to pursue further, I couldn't.
Mm.
Yeah.
And nobody kind of thought about that side of things or tried to dissuade you and say, it's not so.
No.
Because that's not how people thought.
No. And I wasn't in touch with a sufficient number of people who would have said to me, and if you think about communication then, by phone or by letters and this sort of thing, it was such a long-winded thing that I wouldn't have the opportunity to discuss it with people who were already here to find out how difficult it was for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those people who were coming, in a way, when people were invited to come here and people came in large numbers, as I said, to the peers and the shipping people and so on, travel agents and so on, while they were doing their bit and I saw the crowds and so on, they used to police them as well too, I never thought of coming through the same system, you know. And at that age as well, to the people who I would be talking to would be younger people as well, too, who hadn't the experience as well. They knew that there were opportunities. And those people who were coming in the main were people who were professionals as well, too. And I wouldn't have had that sort of a social chats with them, you know. Because they wouldn't have known as well. A lot of them were disappointed, to be honest with you, you know. from things that over the short time they would have been here, and before I left to come here, would have been things that they would have mentioned to their parents as well, too, that things were not as it could be or should be.
Yeah. But you pleased you made the decision?
Oh, yes. I'm pleased I made the decision, but not on the basis of the invitation that was given, that psychological
yes.
invitation. Yeah.
Yes, that seems to be just, it was in parallel,
yes.
but it didn't really impact your decision, because it wasn't based on the invitation to come to England.
Yeah.
It was just what you knew about England.
Yeah, exactly.
And the art
and
stuff
that you
do. Yeah. So, I mean, and things people assume so much about people that come, but people come for all sorts of reasons.
Exactly.
Don't
yeah,
they?
Exactly. Yes, yeah, yeah.
That's
and then there again, some people were coming and they didn't have partners, so they were not married, and so they knew that other people were coming as well too.
Mm.
So this question about setting up a family was not the primary thing either, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's after people came as well to realize how things were here, that was a lie as well. A lot of things that they assume were just lies to get people into the health service and get people into industry, get people into the foundries, get people into the factory, you know what I mean?
But
it's after the thing.
They didn't know it at the time. There wasn't anything
That was
that made help them to make that decision.
Exactly. Yeah.
At all. Okay.
Yeah. So
well,
a lot of people are kind, really, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, I think thanks very much for that. I'm just looking to see if there's anything else. Is there anything else that you wanted to add? Or
it's before it came what if I would sum up anything at all, the invitation was perhaps an indirect one for me. In my case, was based on what the British people, British government and people pretended to be, that we were part of them, and so you could pursue a normal life, professional life, our life as a human being, and it was not so.
That wasn't the case at all. Yeah, but you didn't know that.
Didn't know that.
Didn't know that. Okay. Well, thank you very much for delving into that bit of the past for us. We might come back to you depending on when we look at the information that we receive, but thanks for talking to me.
Thank you for talking to me.